Okay, hello beautiful people, welcome to another edition of Catenation Studios, and I am here with the Floetic Podcast, the host here herself, Jordan Gray. How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. So Jordan, it was kind of a funny thing of how exactly I found you. I was just, you just popped up in my feed, and I guess you were like a new upcoming podcaster.
Yes.
And I just started listening in, and I was like, oh, this is good. And I thought it would be very inspiring, very motivating to people. And I was just beyond shocked of like how good you were, because you just started this year, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So I was intrigued. I hit you up and you were very happy to join.
Yes, yes. I am kind of honored that you said that I was good since your podcast has been out for some time. And I would like to say that one of the main contributing factors to why I think the podcast flows so easily is because I talk to people every day because of my occupation.
To the people who don't know who you are, just share with us a little bit of the Floetic Podcast. Share with us how this idea came about and just share, you know, your passion and why you wanted to start this.
Okay, I can definitely do that for you. I think I said to my friends that I wanted to start a podcast when I was around 19. And they were like, you'd be perfect for a podcast. Like, you're the friend for the advice. You're the friend for this, this, and this. I'm like, okay, if I fit the criteria, let me just see what that field is like. Because I really like, do you know who Andrew Huberman is?
I have no idea.
Seriously? I love his podcast so much. He's a neuroscientist. And I'm heavily interested in that field. And I took a listen to his podcast, the Self Care and Chill with Maui podcast. And it's another podcast called Black Girls Heal. And I just listened to those podcasts like maybe a year or so. And I'm like, okay, if you know, this is how introductions are supposed to go, this is how things are supposed to flow, let me find what I'm interested in that could benefit the people who I would assume would gravitate towards me. I procrastinated, I want to say, for like 6 to 8 months because I didn't know where to start. Like, I didn't know where to record. I didn't have a mic set up. But fortunately, I'm married and my husband got me a setup. And I just recorded using Descript, I think that's what it's called. And it was an ad in the middle of a podcast that I was listening to. I want to say it was Black Girls Heal. It might have been Self-Care and Chill with Maui, but they were describing what software they use to upload their podcast. I'm like, okay, Spotify for podcasters. Let me see what that's about. I set up my account, didn't touch it for maybe 4 to 5 months. And then I told myself, like, dang, if I never start, then I'm just not going to do it. I swear to you, I recorded my first episode off of a whim. Like, I didn't have a plan. I made an edit in Canva. I just dropped it, made an Instagram page, and boom. It was just like that. I kind of did it super random. Like, it was super random.
No, but that's kind of like how it's supposed to start. You're not sure how you want to start, but you definitely want to get the flow going. And I think that's what happened with me. I just kind of kept going. Like, the first two shows had no guest, and I just went with the flow. And then over time, now it's going to become what it is today.
Yeah. And you have a platform. Like, how do you manage to upkeep with that and like outsourcing and finding people that you want to be on it?
A lot of that came through my times working as a barista. I used to work at a coffee shop. And what helped about that is that I'm always talking to people and I'm always hearing their story. And I was like, someone needs to give these people a platform and share these stories, because we had from nonprofits to artists to up and coming authors. And I just started going with it. And I was like, I just like, hey, well, I do a podcast. Well, would you like to be on it? And they were open to it. And over time, it just became what it is today.
Wow. That's fascinating. I'm glad that you took that step, because I feel like courage is something that a lot of people lack nowadays, because it's easier to shut down your own ideas before you get it out there.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, because I've had a lot of rejections in the past with people not wanting to be on the show, because it's still new. It's still like, do I want to be on the show? Now it's like, it's I'll get a no, or I'll get like a maybe sometime in the near future, but yeah, it doesn't take away from what I've been able to accomplish these past 3 years. And for you, what to you was that feeling of like, oh, let me do more, let's be consistent with it?
Honestly, just practicing what I'm consistently drilling in my friends' heads, because they'll come to me like, Jordan, this is a problem that I have, or I'm having a problem being consistent. And I'm just like, well, where does that stem from? Like, it always has something to do with something larger deep down inside. I have built it up in myself to stay consistent and steady with things that bring me joy instead of neglecting it. Because that's something that I'm definitely finding that I was guilty of in the past, like finding something that I really like and then stopping. But I think the consistency has just stemmed from kind of like radical self-love, I would say. Just wanting to keep going and be consistent and prove to myself first, you are actually good at this and you can keep doing this and impact people positively in this way.
How has it been now that people know you have a podcast? How has it been telling people about it?
I do not yell at the rooftop about it, but I do have a main Instagram page where I consistently, like, you know, promote it because I'm an artist as well. I have a nice amount of followers on my main page. So it's been interesting seeing some of like my old friendships, them wanting to be on it. And it's usually people that, I don't know, they're not really interested in devoting time to spread knowledge. They more just want to be on a platform to say that they did it. So that's been odd, but everything else has been good about it. Like, I've been lining up people that you wouldn't expect to be having a conversation with me to release episodes in the future, just so that there's a fresh dynamic in new seasons.
Okay. That's actually very smart, because that's something similar to that I do, in the sense that like I have a diverse amount of people on the show. So sometimes a show is sad, sometimes a show is funny, sometimes you have different guests with different personalities and different stories that are going to help bring the certain feel to said episode. To you, I want to know, where do your topics come from? Where do these ideas come from? Is it from a personal standpoint, or is it just something that you hear and you said, let's talk about this?
I'm one of those people who just spends time thinking for no reason. Like, I'll just devote time out of my day just to think. And if I read books, or if I listen to a podcast or a YouTube video, listening to something that I'm interested in, I can hear things in what I'm digesting, and I'll feel as if I'm having a conversation with the person I'm listening to. And in that imaginary conversation that I create, I come up with, how would I word that? I come up with conversation pieces outside of it. Or just in my day-to-day life, my experiences, the things that I pick up on, just interacting with people in my everyday life. That's where I would say I get them from. And my past.
Would bringing up your past be something that you'd like to share here on the show?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, for sure. And just kind of share with us about a little bit about your past. And because you do talk about a lot of like mental health problems. And I want to just know, for you and for the people who do listen in, you know, a little bit about you.
Since I am super young, people always assume I'm older than what I am. I'm like, no, I've been through the ringer. I would say I was about 16 when I first experienced a super, super traumatic series of events in my life. I was in my first real relationship. It was domestically violent. And my mental health spiraled after that. I used to be, from elementary to middle, up until the middle of high school, I would say I was a A+, B+ student. And after that, I was completely failing all of my classes. Like, life just came at me fast. I wasn't really motivated to do much. And then I decided to do music. Music literally saved my life. being an artist, being a singer, performing, showing up on podcasts, talking about, you know, what's important to me saved me. And I think because I was emotionally aware at a really young age, devoting time out to seek therapy for the 4 years that I did, it crafted my mind to be more optimistic. And that's essentially what helped me get to a place where I can look outside of myself and my experiences to get the answers that I need. And it's helped me guide other people to go to therapy and to just look at life more from a standpoint of being the main contributor instead of life just coming at you and it happening to you, kind of taking the wheel and taking control of it. So yeah, my mental health journey has definitely been depression, anxiety, PTSD, now to slight anxiety, not so much PTSD, and a lot of peace.
Anxiety is something that I go through myself every day, thinking whether I'm good enough, whether I can keep going with this podcast, whether I want to keep going with the podcast, and should I move on to the next thing, or should I keep going until I find the creative side of things, which is why I took a break, honestly, if I'm being quite honest with everybody listening. Are you at a point now where you can say, like, okay, I don't have the answers right away, but I am okay with that, and I don't have to be down on myself a lot?
That was such a good question, and I just wanted to salute you for that because it was beautifully said. I'm at a point where I'm not really looking for the answers anymore, because I found that, you know, because you have anxiety, it's almost like when you go looking for the clarity, it falls and it runs from you. The more and more you try to chase it and get the clearness that you so desire, I'm not looking for the answers anymore. I'm kind of just like, okay, this is what life is right now. It'll just have to be. If that makes sense.
No, I totally see it. And to share with you a little bit of a personal incident that happened with me, I was going to get married during the pandemic. Unfortunately, you know, things fell through. We were both going to finish college, but our lives just went different paths. And it was really rough for both of us. And to this day, she and I remain friends. It has been a great path for both of us. For me, dating has been rough in the sense of, is this going to be my next wife? Is this then not? And I'm at a point now where, like, I don't care. I just, you know, want to be who I am today and not focus on the what ifs.
I feel like that I commend you, one, for being vulnerable about that. And I'm glad that you're still able to show up for yourself even after that, because that is hard. Yeah. Marriage is hard. So I can't even imagine how it is to be in that state and then it drastically changed like that. But I want to ask, is the dating world hard to navigate because there's a lot of illusion running rampant? It seems like social media is telling people what they want in a relationship instead of people figuring it out for themselves.
I think so. I think for a lot of people, you know, you assume that you want money and fame and all this stuff, but in reality, you just want, like, I mean, I can speak for myself that we're looking for mainly just compatibility and being able to work together, which is something that people are still trying to figure out because, you know, it's kind of like a puzzle. It's like not every piece goes together.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And I'm glad that you said that about compatibility, because I'm finding that in the dating world and in relationships, per my single friends, how they word it. And even when I was single and dating, people are coming to the table when they're meeting another person for the first time or linking up with a person they knew in the past. And they're coming with so much to unpack that they haven't touched on yet for themselves. So meeting someone like myself that's really self-aware, and almost, I feel like I can spot BS from a mile away. It seems like a personal attack, like, to people who aren't so aware. Like, it's easier for people like that to feel attacked by people who are actually just trying to be with someone for who they are and not who they pretend to be.
No, of course. Yeah. And I think that's what the beauty is about a podcast like yours, where people are allowed to be vulnerable and allowed to express themselves for who they are and kind of be who they are behind their identity. I was actually on a podcast called The Heartful Truth not that long ago, where it basically was able to talk to myself outside of Catanation Studios.
And how was that for you?
It was definitely an experience that I'll never take for granted. The hosts are two good dear friends of mine, and you know, I always thought like, oh, maybe one day I'll be on the show, but I'm not gonna be a beggar. I'll wait for the right time, and sure enough, they called me at the exact correct time for me. And I think it was like I was like so comfortable because I've already known them, and I felt like I had to let out a lot about, like, you know, who I was, you know, outside of the podcast world.
I love that for you. I really do. Because I think it's so easy to tie in what we do to our personal identity, especially because where we live at, people are pushing you to source and find yourself in your work. So you being able to step outside of that and just come as you are, I'm glad you got to experience that.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And yeah, it was just, talk about perfect timing, because yeah, I was just kind of like looking around for people in the podcast world, and then I just naturally found you, and I was hooked onto your show, and I was beyond impressive what you have been able to done this far.
Thank you. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What about my podcast keeps your ear open? Because have you ever listened to a podcast and in the middle you're like, I no longer want to listen to this?
Right.
I hate that. But what about that? What about my podcast keeps you listening to the episode, the full episode?
For me, listening to a long podcast, it does take me time to like process and listening to a long podcast. So I like, first of all, that yours is between 15 to 20 minutes. That's the number one thing. But you kind of get people hooked, and you like to ask these questions to the audience listening. And I think you being able to talk to people, like even if you don't have a guest, you are talking to us. And that's what I really enjoyed about it.
I'm glad that you enjoyed that about that, because I didn't know if the people listening were going to easily catch on to that aspect that I incorporated. And not having a guest and only talking by myself, I try my best to leave the space to process what I'm saying. Because I found that a lot of people are like, you say so many good things in one episode, and sometimes I have to pause and ask myself it and then actually sit and think before I continue the episode. So I'm happy to hear that from you.
It is harder, but it is possible. And I gotta, you know, salute you to doing this.
Thank you.
For you, any big plans coming up your way? Something that you want to share that's going to be coming up to everybody listening?
Yes. Let me pull out my planner because I'm old. Well, tomorrow is Wednesday, so I do have another episode dropping on Apple and Spotify. That is one really, really big thing. But another big thing that I do not talk about on the podcast at all, because I don't want them to be merged, I have a song coming out on Apple, Spotify, Tidal, all the streaming platforms on the 31st. Oh. And yeah, my artist name is Jimani Love. So that's J-I-M-A-N-I space L-U-V. And I will have a song dropping on the 31st of March. So I would love for you guys to stream that. And a lot of people say that my talking voice doesn't sound like my singing voice. So just know that it's actually me.
All right, for sure.
It's actually me, I swear.
Something that I love to ask people before we leave is any words of encouragement or anything, advice that you want to give to the people who will be listening to this show?
Okay. Being honest doesn't have to hurt. And that's in reference to yourself and the people around you that need your honesty. When you're being honest with yourself, are you speaking to yourself from a place of judgment, or are you speaking to yourself from a place of love? And same thing when you interact with people on the outside world. Are you speaking to somebody from a place of judgment? Are you speaking to them from a place of love? The biggest thing that I would want to say is be honest without judgment. That is the best way to get your message across. And that's the best way to be heard, like my dog.
I love that. I really do enjoy that. And it was awesome to actually put a face into who you are and get to meet you in this podcast. It was very lovely, and I really did appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate meeting you as well.
That was Jordan Gray, everybody, from the Floetic Podcast. You can follow her, link down to her show, to her Instagram, all the information down in the description. I want to thank Jordan for taking the time and to wanting to do this. This was a very opening podcast for me. I was able to share a lot about myself, a lot of stuff that maybe you guys didn't even know about. So I'm very happy to have that opportunity as well. And Jordan was a lovely guest, and I was very happy to have her on the show. And doing this interview, I started finding out more about Jordan, and more importantly, I found out about her music side of things, Jemani Love. As you heard in the beginning, I played a little clip of her song Rain On Me. And I want to play another song at the very end of this podcast that you'll hear very soon. I'm pushing for a second interview with Jordan Gray. So Jordan, if you're listening, I would love to bring you back to the show and talk about your music. This is a whole separate podcast in itself. I think we are destined to do a second part and talk about your music career. So I'm pulling through, hoping that we get that interview going. And I hope that everybody listening is willing to pull through and wanting to make this a reality. So let's do it. Part two, Jordan, what do you say? That's going to be it for this edition of Kata Nation Studios. Next week is going to be the epic 3 years of Kata Nation celebration, which will feature returning guests Abdiel de la O, Maritza Herrera, Maxine Cepeda, and musical performances by Luz Orozco and 7Octobers. Cannot wait for all of you to listen to that podcast and also hear about the future of Kata Nation Studios in that podcast. Take care, everybody. We will see you for the epic 3 years of Kata Nation celebration. And never forget, we are Kata Nation. Baby, just say my name. When I ask you to say my name, oh, I want you to be my muse. Can I be yours too? Feelings are rising as high as the wind blows. The smell of your soft skin reminds me of. Hi, this is Alex Catano. If you really enjoyed that, don't forget to check me out on Spotify and follow me on Instagram @WeAreKataNation for more. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on the next one.